The healthcare system is broken, but it doesn't have to be. This is Revenue Cycle Optimized by Infinix Healthcare. We discuss the latest challenges in the revenue cycle space and provide actionable tips on how to overcome them at your organization.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Office Hours, where we explore the latest challenges, developments, and innovations in the healthcare revenue cycle space. I'm your host, Stuart Newsom, VP of Marketing at Infinix. And my guest today is Akarsh Sethi, who's our Senior Product Manager. How's it going, Akarsh?
Good, Stuart. How are you?
I'm doing well, doing well. It's been a hectic day so far, but we're making it, making do. So always appreciate it.
Hopefully this can be a pleasant conversation, right?
Right, exactly. Hopefully. Well, and our topic today is, as everyone who's attending can see, that it's a strategic response to the Change Healthcare cyber incident, which has really affected everyone. I've never seen a singular incident that has had this much of a reach in all of my experience in healthcare. This event has really been unprecedented and has developed some challenges, jeopardizing both patient data as well as trust. I think there's a big amount of trust factor that's been diminished. So today we're just going to dive into this incident to really examine its impact on the industry, share some insights into the remedies that we at Infinix have implemented. So Akarsh will share many of that, as well as share how cybersecurity has been critically concerned over the years. It's really something that, look at cybersecurity, it's been around for decades. It's been a concern for decades. And so the incident really isn't, or the issue with the incident really isn't solely the frequency of the attacks, because organizations get hundreds of attacks all day long, or I should say attempts. Many hundreds of thousands that go unsuccessful because of the knowledge and expertise that many cybersecurity officers have with many organizations across healthcare, and even those that are not in healthcare. But for this particular incident, it was just rather the response and the lasting effects that these breaches have across the industry. The breadth of impact is so vast, it's often extending beyond what many may have anticipated. Some may have thought, I had nothing to do with Change Healthcare, so how's this impacting me? But we have found that it has. So one of the first questions I have for you, Akarsh, is can you give background on what happened with Change Healthcare and how did it impact healthcare organizations in general? And then more specifically, Infinix's clients' operations. I know there's probably a lot of people have talked about this ad nauseum. I just want to see if you can add any insight.
Sure. Thank you for that question, Stuart. So quick recap, right, on the incidents. I believe it was February 21st. When Change began experiencing the cybersecurity issue, what it was essentially was a ransomware attack by an organization called ALPHV, also known as the Black Cat. And of course, Change had an immediate response to it. And we were informed that Optum, UHC, the UHC group was not affected by the ransomware attack. Essentially, for those we're not familiar with Change. Change Healthcare provides revenue cycle management solutions. They have solutions primarily in the claims processing area, also front office patient access. They look at eligibility benefits, financial clearance, and you know they have solutions for provider payments as well. Change Healthcare does, according to some sources, does close to 15 billion transactions a year, or touches one in every three patient records. So you can infer the reach that they have, right? And any potential ransomware attack, the impact that this could have given the reach that they have. So let's talk a little bit about that, right? Now that we've expressed the reach, let's talk into the impact. There really was a massive trickle-down effect of healthcare providers not being able to use the Change Healthcare services, because as a response to the ransomware attack, Change Healthcare just disconnected all their services and providers experienced an outage for whatever capability it was that they were using Change Healthcare for. So, you know, the ones that were using Change Healthcare for more of the front office patient access solutions, just experienced a lot of heartache because providers were unable to see patients because they were unable to verify patient insurances, unable to collect on the front end at the point of service. This also meant a lot of additional manual work for provider staff. And, you know, we hear, whether it's from our own customers or out there in the industry, that a lot of staff had to put in just, you know, work nights, work weekends to somewhat maintain backlogs and volumes of patients that were coming through, right? Because they had to go through a lot of these administrative services that they were using Change Healthcare for. I think in some ways, more importantly, hospitals were unable to utilize their existing billing process and send out claims, right? This had a major impact on their cash flows, right? Because they weren't able to be reimbursed from payers for services rendered. And, you know, of course, there was an impact to the bigger players, but it's more these smaller providers, right? Where we hear stories that the owners had to just go into their own pockets or even create new lines of credit to just help sustain staff because, you know, they didn't have that cash flow from payers because of reimbursements. So I think, you know, the ripple effects of what I've just outlined are vast. I think they don't just limit themselves to some of the use cases that I just outlined, but a lot of pain really being experienced by providers in more than one way.
Wow. Yeah. Just incredible. As like I said earlier, it's totally unprecedented. It was the talk of the HIMSS conference that we attended, seemed everywhere we turned around. And even today we get inquiries all the time from providers looking for remedies. And to that effect, how did Infinix identify and address the specific challenges presented by Change Healthcare breach? In other words, what technologies or strategies did we employ?
Yeah, you know, as soon as word got out about this through both formal and informal channels, we were informed by Change that they had officially isolated their systems from the attack. However, in addition to that, Infinix also then severed connections from our side just to make sure and double verify and validate that nothing more or nothing in excess in terms of impact can take place and affect us. So there was an immediate isolation of all our services. And I think even before getting into this, I want to take a step back and mention that Infinix itself did not use Change Healthcare for any major offerings of ours. We did have some connections to Change Healthcare for some of our more minor use cases. But even for those, we immediately isolated those services. And I'll talk about what our backup plan was. But in addition to that, even though we were told that from Change Healthcare, the impact now was contained, we performed an internal risk assessment of potential vulnerabilities just to make sure there was no abnormalities on data that we were seeing on our own end. You know, we notified affected parties of the outage because in a few cases where we weren't immediately able to supply a backup, our customers experienced outages for some of our more tertiary use cases. So we sent out that communication out to them, you know, established a channel to keep them informed. And, you know, we increased our monitoring capabilities for anomalies as well, right?
Mm-hmm.
To essentially ensure that there is nothing going on with respect to data where it's concerned that is out of the ordinary, right? Even though connections have been severed, services have been isolated, in addition, and internal risk assessments have been taken. In addition to that, we increased internal monitoring capabilities just to be sure that there's nothing out of the ordinary, or in the future, if there is something as in addition to this attack to Change Healthcare, if entities like the one that attacked Change Healthcare are trying to go after, you know, ancillary organizations that Change Healthcare is connected to, we are ahead of the curve when it comes to that. So I think that's some of the measures and in terms of technologies that we used, but I think I want to focus on the other part of this question, which is also, how did Infinix really go about dealing with a situation where so many providers were affected in terms of the eligibility benefits? And essentially, Stuart, on our side, for some of these major use cases, right, eligibility and benefits, our customers experienced no outage, right? Mm-hmm. And that's because principally Infinix, with its capabilities, and especially the eligibility and benefits one, utilizes a multimodal approach to networks and connections, right? When it comes to either to essentially payers. So even with our eligibility and benefits offering, the approach we use is we're connected to multiple clearinghouses. In addition to that, we have our own proprietary robotic process automation capabilities that can run against payer portals. So we weren't using change anyway, but the out of the clearinghouses that we were using, there's multiple of them. The way we designed that way was for two reasons. One is to optimize our automation capabilities so that, you know, if we don't get a response from one entity, we can always go to another. But in addition to that, it was also designed from a security point of view and an uptime slash outage point of view, so that we wanted to make sure our customers don't experience downtimes. If just one specific clearinghouse is experiencing downtime, they have other options. In addition, if one clearinghouse is compromised, as we saw in this case, our end users would not experience any outage, right? So I think there's a lot of benefits in the approach that we utilize for many of our capabilities, but in this case, the eligibility and benefits capabilities really helped our customers, you know, when they would look around and see other providers struggling with trying to verify patients and get benefits and collect, you know, at the point of service. It was business as usual for our customers using eligibility and benefits.
Yeah, that's amazing. That's absolutely amazing. So can you provide a case study or sure. anecdote for how Infinix directly addressed and mitigated the effects of this breach?
Yeah, so I'm not sure if I'm at liberty to take specific names of providers here, but what I'll say is, you know, a large multi-practice physician group that works with us specifically, I know because I spoke to one of their senior directors of utilization management and patient access, told me how grateful they were of the fact that, you know, eligibility and benefits was not a headache for them, right? Because there was fires everywhere else internally, especially on their back end claims processing side. And I think there's several anecdotes you will find by doing secondary research. You go online to see how much revenue impact something like this has had. I know I was reading, and this isn't about the specific multi-specialty client of ours, but I was reading an emergency clinic with four practices within this small period of time experienced, I think, close to $650,000 in reimbursements just not being available to them in terms of cash flow, right? Wow. And this was a matter of, I mean, a few weeks, right? Mm-hmm. If not less. So you can imagine if you scale that out for larger hospital groups and for multi-special clinics, health centers, the impact is just massive. So I think directly we hear from our customers more like the ones that I spoke about, where they say that, yeah, things are not looking good on the claims side. And we're just struggling with just large fractions and percentages of claims just not being reimbursed for the time being because they aren't able to process them out. But at least on the front end, on the patient access side, primarily through eligibility benefits or through a prior authorization product, that's not an area they were struggling at, right? Other providers would have leakages both in the front end and back end. You know, our customers at least were covered on that front end side.
Well, that's awesome as well. So now looking into the future, you know, what preventative measures has Infinix implemented to protect healthcare organizations from similar vulnerabilities, certain breaches that may happen in the future? And kind of a two-part question here, what innovations has Infinix deployed to stay ahead of these cyber attacks? You know, what can we offer to healthcare organizations to enhance their resilience against cyber attacks?
Yeah, Stuart, it's interesting, right? You started off this session by saying that attempts are not rare. Attempts are common, but it's the ones that get through really cause the most impact. And I think every healthcare organization has to look into this and invest in capabilities and technologies and best practices, right? I can talk to you through what Infinix is doing. And again, you know, cybersecurity is not my primary area of expertise, but at a higher level, I'll walk you through at least some of the things that we talk about here internally at Infinix. And, you know, of course, for attendees here, if you want a more detailed overview of our security and reliability standards and protocols, you know, you can have request that information or go onto our website to check that out. But essentially, it's important, you know, to follow, being a healthcare tech organization, to follow the guidelines set out by HIPAA, HITRUST, and other such standards, and then go beyond when necessary, right? So that includes doing, again, regular risk assessments to identify potential vulnerabilities. Constantly, you know, me as a product manager, I'm constantly prioritizing features and capabilities, but also technical initiatives that aim at reducing potential vulnerabilities when it comes to potential threats, right? So do look at new areas of growth and new capabilities, you know, that help both your top and bottom line, but don't forget about cybersecurity when you're prioritizing your roadmap and technologies you want to invest into. I think the most important thing, though, is employee training and awareness. Employees are often the weakest link when it comes to the cybersecurity chain, right? So at Infinix, we do regular training of our employees on best practices, really recognizing phishing attempts. You can attest to this, the number of emails you've probably gotten since you joined, right? And just cultivating a culture of safe habits, right, when it comes to just the online presence with respect to the data that we're dealing with. Of course, all the data is encrypted with strong encryption standards, with a regular update of encryption keys. And there's also just comprehensive and robust access controls, right? So that only certain people who are supposed to access certain kinds of data are provided access to it. And then again, comprehensive logging capabilities so that all of this is visible, transparent. Everything is logged. All actions are logged. You know, multi-factor authentication is extremely important as well, both for internal users and now also for our customers. We've implemented multi-factor authentication. Also, a lot of thought into just disaster recovery and business continuity. We're constantly looking at just advanced security technologies, whether it's building them internally or partnering with vendors externally that use AI and machine learning to better tackle security threats, both proactively and if something does take place, what's the best counterattack measure? So yeah, that's the gist of where we are.
Yep. That's all amazing. And it sounds like, you know, what you've been describing to me takes a lot of common sense, takes also just don't be so naive, you know, that, you know, to a matter of trust and just accepting, you know, emails, you know, or even social media, things that are, you know, phishing attacks and things of that nature. That does, you know, I agree with you, the employees can be the weakest link, and it's an ongoing training is so important. And that takes a lot of resilience. So definitely everything you've said is extremely helpful, and probably we'll still see the wake of this for months to come. So hopefully this has helped many of those in the audience and those who will listen later on demand. You know, what can you do to help rectify the current incident as well as prevent future ones from happening? So with that, with this edition of Office Hours, I really appreciate everyone joining us today. I look forward to you joining us again for future Office Hours. I hope everyone has a great day.
Thanks for joining us. Subscribe to get notified when our next episode is online. For more information for how we can help you increase reimbursements at your company, check out our website at infinix.com. That's infinix.com.